Welcome back to the program.
It's great to be here, Renee.
Now, for those who haven't paid close attention to Iranian politics, let's step back just for a moment and have you give us a thumbnail of who Hassan Rouhani, the new president, is.
Well, Hassan Rouhani is a moderate cleric who is a consummate regime insider. Since the 1979 revolution, he's had prominent positions in Iran, particularly as part of Iran's national security establishment. He was never really a politician up until recently, and his election was a big surprise. What he's done since he's been elected has also been quite surprising. Rouhani and his team have launched arguably one of the greatest charm offensives since Iran's 1979 revolution. They've released political prisoners. They've sent conciliatory gestures to the United States. Their foreign minister is going to be spending a couple weeks in New York for the UN General Assembly. And so I think it's very clear that Rouhani and his team are interested in a detente with the United States. The big question is how much authority they have to be able to carry out that detente.
Well, you just said that he has long been an insider. Could he be saying all of this without the backing of the supreme leader?
I think they're sending out these trial balloons with the blessing of the supreme leader. And in fact, the supreme leader himself has advocated a term which is very rare for him. He called for heroic flexibility in Iran's diplomacy. And this is someone who, over the course of his three-decade tenure as supreme leader, has really displayed heroic inflexibility. He's just been an incredibly rigid guy. I think the question is this just tactical flexibility in order to stave off economic pressure and reduce sanctions? Or is Iran really thinking about changing their long-standing strategic principles?
Well, there's plenty of skepticism out there, especially here in the U.S., as to the sincerity of all these gestures. But what do you think?
Well, this mistrust between the United States and Iran has been building for 35 years, and it's not going to be erased overnight with a few conciliatory tweets from Hassan Rouhani or, you know, a statement from the supreme leader. There is still tremendous skepticism in Washington, D.C., but the goal of sanctions was pretty simple. It's to subject Iran to enough economic pressure in order to compel it to make meaningful nuclear compromises. And now if Iran is showing signs that it's interested in commencing a diplomatic process which would culminate in them making meaningful nuclear compromises, I think we have to test that.
What would Rouhani have to deliver on to pass that test?
Looking at it only in the nuclear context, Rouhani would have to cap Iran's uranium enrichment activities at a certain level, allow for more frequent inspections of Iran's nuclear sites, more transparency. But I think there are other issues like Iran's support for Hezbollah, its rejection of Israel's existence, its support for the Assad regime in Syria, which have been long-standing ideological principles of the Islamic Republic, which are going to be much more difficult for Rouhani to change. And I would argue it's, in fact, those issues which have been the perennial source of tension between Washington and Tehran, particularly the U.S. Congress. As someone once told me, in the context of domestic U.S. politics, a country can enrich uranium, and it can call for Israel's demise, but it can't do both at the same time.
Karim Sajapour is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks very much for joining us.
Anytime, Renee. Thank you.